So it's really you at last. How are you?
I'm pretty tired. I've been recording so much, you know.
You're tired now?
Yeah, I haven't had a sleep in about all night. You know, I've been working on the last LP.
How much sleep do you need to be alert?
Alert? I guess about 8.
8 hours?
Yeah, I had about 8 minutes, so, you know.
Minutes?
That answers itself, yeah.
I've slept longer than that in my monologue. Really? Want to cut the racket off on the sound here? Nice gentleman. What is that sound that we hear irritating us so dreadfully?
Well, it sounds something like the New York street. I don't know. It's like today the air is all static, so the amplifiers are static. The music is loud, the air is loud, and, you know, we're trying to settle things down a little bit. But it's going to take like a rest, you know.
I asked a practical question and got a philosophical answer.
Is that philosophical?
I thought it was. You said there's static in the air today and all.
Yeah, well, I was just trying to get a point across before we, you know, take our rest. I'm sorry, you're still on.
We're going to both sack out. Mr. Young, will you entertain the audience? Let me ask you something. What really happened to you that night at Woodstock? Did you stay on so long you just really were?
No, we spent in the morning. Yeah. And it was announced that it was canceled. The show at the Dick Havitz was canceled. So, and then later on, it was announced that it was on.
Oh, really?
And I didn't know what was happening. I was so exhausted, you know.
Yeah.
It was like a, what do you call those things? Nervous breakdown or whatever, you know.
Physical breakdown.
Yeah.
You don't suppose it was a real. You didn't have you ever had a nervous breakdown?
Yeah, about three of them since I've been in this group, since I've been in this business, you know.
Really?
Mm.
Gee. I didn't mean to pry, but since you brought it up, I thought I would mention it.
Pry, that's cute. That's great.
They said that everyone was amazed at the absence of violence. It's become a cliche now about that big festival and about the others. Were you surprised at it? Do you think that...
I was glad. That's what it's all about, you know.
Yeah.
Try to keep violence down, you know, keep them off the streets. And like a festival of 500,000 people was a very beautiful turnout, you know. I hope we have more of them, you know. It'd be nice.
Yeah. What was the controversy about the national anthem and the way...
I don't know. All I did was play it. I'm American, so I played it. I used to have to sing it in school. They made me sing it in school, so it's a flashback, you know. I don't know about it.
This man was in the 101st Airborne, so when you write your nasty letters in...
Wow, right.
When you mention the national anthem and talk about playing it in any unorthodox way, you immediately get a guaranteed percentage of hate mail from people who say, how dare
unorthodox.
Anyone?
That's not unorthodox.
It isn't unorthodox?
No. I thought it was beautiful. But then there you go. You know.
Don't you find that there's a certain mad beauty in unorthodoxy?
Yeah, right.
I knew you'd do that someday.
Yeah,
I knew you'd wig out on my shirt.
Right. Don't forget it.
Do they ever send that shirt back with too much starch in the collar?
I don't know nothing. I know nothing about it.
That's the best shirt I've seen in a long time. Why do the super groups keep breaking up? There are always rumors that your group is breaking up and Big Brother broke up.
Well, probably because like they want to get into individual things on their own, or maybe they might want to get into other things besides music, you know. And
you mean guys in your group would want out of the business, out of the music business, and into?
Not necessarily. Maybe they might want to get into their own music, because like what I was trying to do, like was. Like, do a today's type of blues, like Manic Depression and so forth. And like Noel Redding, he's into more harmonic thing, you know, when you sing and so forth. And like, he went to England to get his own group together.
Who's this?
Noel Redding, the bass
player. Noel Redding, right?
Yeah, Billy Cox playing bass this time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the last job we'll do until, you know, take a rest.
Really?
It's like we've been working very hard for 3 years, you know.
Can you tell some nights you're just not making it at all? Do you ever have the urge to just walk off and
that's
apologize?
Why I hate compliments. You know, compliments are so embarrassing sometimes, because you know really the truth of what's happening. And sometimes people don't really try to understand. You know, it's like a circus that might come in town. So, wow, watch that, you know. And then as soon as you fade away, well, then they go on and feed upon the next thing, you know. But it's all right. It's part of life. I'm digging it myself. I like it.
You're considered one of the best guitar players in the world. Well, one of the best in this studio, anyway.
How about one of the best sitting in this chair? How about
that? Yeah. Do you have to practice every day the way a violinist does? I mean, if you're not working, say you're off in England and you're just taking off a couple of months, do you have to keep shape every day?
Yeah, well, I like to, like, play to myself in, like, in the room or before we go on stage or something like this, or whenever I feel like And whenever I feel down or depressed or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. I just go on and play. And I can't practice those. It's always constantly, what do you call it, like a jam, you know. It's hard for me to remember any notes because I'm constantly trying to create other things. That's why I make a lot of mistakes.
Do you read music?
No, not at all.
No. Do you ever run into any of the guys from the old 101st?
Yeah, I run into some of my friends.
Do they wonder, think your life is strange compared to what they're in?
Oh, you know, I wouldn't matter really because, you know, there's so many different things going on now. You know, I can't, mm-hmm. you can't take time out to say, oh, what do they think about me there? Oh, you know, and all this kind of stuff. You know, I can't go through all that. I've been going through it for 3 years. I think they're pretty well off if they ever get out of that stuff, you know. To see me again, it's for me to see them. I feel very lucky about that.
So. You're still looking for that certain girl?
Certain girl? What girl?
The certain one. Oh. You're not married.
No.
Do you see yourself married ever?
No, I hope not.
But you'll never get a situation comedy on television, then.
I hope not. By that time, I think it'll be obsolete.
We have to pause. We'll be back. Stay there. And Ralph Nader will be here. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute now. Now, wait. And hold it a little higher. Now, watch.